Friday Art Walk takes place. Also up and coming, it's going to be the groundbreaking for the new Hilton Garden Inn and unveiling ceremony for the Trinidad National Bank. And we're going to be talking this morning on our program to Carl Gabrielson, the general manager of the Downtown Trinidad Development Group, and also Cy Michaels will be here. She's with La Quinta and will be with the Hilton Garden Inn. So we'll be talking to them here in just a few minutes as we continue with our program. Saturday. And so you can bring your own bicycles also along for the experience. So a lot of things happening in Trinidad. And with that, we'll segue to a lot of other things happening also in Trinidad. They didn't come by bike, but they did come to visit with us. Downtown Trinidad Development Group has had several successes here, and this Friday will be quite a day as it celebrates the completion of one impressive project and the beginning of another huge development. So we welcome into the studios Carl Gabrielson. He's the general manager of Downtown Trinidad Development Group. Cy Michaels, our good friend and partner and GM of La Quinta and partner and GM of the new Hilton Garden Inn. That's quite an introduction. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Billy. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, Carl, Downtown Trinidad Development Group, what is that?
Well, we are a development arm of Kip Hamden, which is part of Phil Long Enterprises, Jay Cimino's car dealership group. And the goal of Trinidad Development is to help to redevelop Trinidad. Economic development as well as physical redevelopment.
Okay, and you've had several successes already.
We have, and many more to go. We've completed what is commonly called the Purple Toad building, the Delmonico building where the Chronicle News is relocated. We're working on a park right now. We're also remodeling the Marty Feeds building, and this Friday will be the ribbon cutting ceremony for the what was formerly the Trinidad National Bank building now will be called the Trinidad Champions Building.
Ah, what a transformation. The Trinidad National Bank, what, about 120 years old?
Correct.
So, there was a little bit of work to be done, I'm sure, on a 120-year-old building.
And it was time for a remodel and a facelift.
Okay, all right. So when did the work begin?
Oh, we started the work about 2 years ago, okay. And we're just completing the facade of the building and turning our resources to the interior. And we will be bringing the building back to the way it looked in the 1880s, both on the exterior and interior, and remodeling the interior with period-appropriate details for offices upstairs and restaurant space downstairs.
Okay, very good. Again, we're talking with Carl Gabrielson, General Manager, Downtown Trinidad Development Group, and we'll talk with Cy Michaels here in just a second. I want to get a little bit more, though, about the Trinidad National Bank building. Well, 120 years old. I mean, they did things without a computer back then, which is quite amazing. And craftsmanship that they had was truly amazing, and you're trying to preserve that.
Absolutely. We're trying to preserve any of the original historic details that are left in the building and recreate any that are missing. The building was remodeled likely in the 1950s, and they took all the detailing off the building at that point in time, and we're bringing it back right now.
There was a period of time when, everybody painted over the woodwork and that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
We didn't want to look old. And now we do sort of want to look old, although that's maybe not the best way to put it. But
we want to preserve that. Yeah, and we appreciate our heritage, the community's heritage.
Yeah. We got a lot of information also from Gina Sacrapanti. She helps with this and with the media release. And she said it was considered to be the most beautiful building west of the Mississippi at the time it was built. And so...
That was an actual quote from the newspaper, the Chronicle News at the time.
Okay. Well, we were a bit optimistic.
And, yes.
But it would be built on an elegant block, the site of the Park Stable, the Butts' Saloon, and Motto's Confectionery Store, and the Trinidad Daily News. were in there at that particular time too. So 120 years later, we're going to cut the ribbon and do the unveiling this Friday.
This Friday at 4:30.
Okay.
Yep. And at 4 o'clock, we're going to do the ribbon cutting for the new Hilton Garden Inn.
All right. That's part of it. Again, partner with La Quinta and with the Hilton Garden Inn, Cy Michaels. She wants to get in here.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's just so exciting. It's just so exciting to be part of the group, to be part of being involved with the Downtown Development Group. You know, they started with Mount Carmel and then the Purple Toad building, which is incredible. And then now the Marty Feeds building, which houses the school on the upper level. And the lower level has other sites that are going to become available here soon. And then the Delmonico building, which was originally the Jameson building in town before the Mitchell Museum was the Jameson building. And now this, the National Bank building and the Toyota store that they also brought in. So
that's right.
With the La Porta development completely built out, and I think the employment with just those buildings in town will be probably, the La Porta development will end up having about 250 jobs. With all the other buildings that the Downtown Development and Jay Cimino has done, he's probably incurring about 425 jobs to our area. So It's something to be excited about. And then there's also the Sister Blandina Park that they're working on. You know, all these projects are going to come into sort of fruition and be hopping in about 2020 and 2021. Along with that, if you think about what the city of Trinidad is going to look like, there's going to be Space to Create going on. The Trinidad Champions building will be filled. The Hilton Hotel will be open. The La Porta development will be filled. Fisher's Peak, the acquisition that happened, is going to be hopping. The Fox Theater and that acquisition is going to be great. Sister Blandina Park will be done. And then just to top it all off, there is also with Sister Blandina is Jay Cimino is working with a producer out of Hollywood that has been starting down the pathway of writing the story of Sister Blandina, the Trinidad story, and it'll be with Netflix, 6 to 8 series right now. So how can you not be so excited by working with this group?
Yeah, exciting time for the community.
The ball is rolling. And a lot of it just preserving what we are and what Trinidad has been for these past decades.
Yeah, how honorable. And, you know, I think we're teaching our children of our community the history of Trinidad at the same time, because we're having it new, or we're having jobs being able to be supplied for them, but also teaching them the history, not tearing things down, but just rebuilding them.
So this Friday, groundbreaking for the Hilton Hotel right there at the La Puerta. Mm-hmm. Hilton Hotel, wow!
I know, isn't that great?
That is amazing.
So
you
it
ask
really
anyone to name a hotel chain, and the Hilton would be at the top of the list.
You know, I just think that that's a turn for what's being done in the city and what's happened in the city since I built the La Quinta. That was like 11 years ago. It seems really hard to believe. But, you know, at that point, I was actually dealing with different franchises, and I had talked to Hilton even about a Hampton product. And most chains don't really want to come into a community unless they think it's sustainable and the community is hip enough for their chain.
Yeah.
So that Hilton has bowed their hat to us and given us the franchise. It's really, really exciting.
Yeah, to be even considered for that. So construction is going to begin.
We are just wrapping up our construction documents, the planning documents with Hilton. As a matter of fact, I believe we received some back feedback today.
Yep.
So we're hoping that late summer we'll start construction.
Everything on the outside of the building's pretty much been approved. We're on the inside with Hilton right now, doing our own flair of what we like. When you walk into the Hilton, as you walk past the lobby, it'll actually be two floors of glass, and it will outline Fisher's Peak. And so we're really excited about that.
La Puerta, continue that theme, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
A lot of I's to dot and T's to cross, I imagine.
And it will help.
A lot of work ahead.
Yeah.
And it will help just some of the other events that go on in Trinidad. I mean, we have, you know, the Trinidadio in August, and we have the Mount Carmel Festival in July, and the Santa Fe Trail Festival in June, and the Poetry Festival that just happened that was amazing. And the Loudons, Julie and Kirk Loudon, are working on a Terror Fest for October, you know, and I guess they do them around the U.S. And it really, I listened to their speak about it, and I think it's really awesome. Now, this month, we do have the Southwest Chief and the comedy show. 80 comedians, 40 from Chicago and 40 from LA, halfway point. And the Waterfest is also in May, and the Oktoberfest, Mount Carmel does one, La Vida does one, the Baca Bloom House with Kirby Stokes, she's doing stuff all summer long, and then the big parades that we're known for, the July 4th parade, Memorial Day, Parade of Lights, and this will all feed into the development that's happening and allow people to stay in town more by building a new hotel.
There's nothing happening around here. That is fantastic. And of course, can't do this alone.
No, you know, partnerships.
So many partnerships have been developed. Of course, you named Jay Cimino.
You know, he's really the linchpin. He's the one that's gotten everybody together. I don't know if our community can ever thank him enough. To a guy that has cleaned up our neighborhoods, provided jobs, had health care, is in the background in education in the area. It's amazing the partnerships that he has brought to the table to have this work with the City of Trinidad, City Council, Aldola. So many people have been on board with the City of Trinidad, and in many cases, it's because of Jay Cimino.
Yeah, a definite man of vision. And then, of course, the City of Trinidad, City Manager.
Absolutely. City Council.
City Council.
I mean,
they've been a wonderful partner, helping us and supporting us. Constantly.
And you guys have. I mean, to listen to all the stuff that you do on this side of the hill, which is what I like to say, how you advertise everything in Raton and how you advertise stuff in Trinidad, making us one, making people know that they can come together and have events locally on either side is amazing. That's what makes a community and makes a life, is having people support each other.
For too long, we've been separated by the state line there, and there's no reason for that to be.
I agree.
We're going to go over on Friday, and at 4 o'clock, we're going to do some shovels, and then at 4:30, the unveiling of the new project there at the Trinidad National Bank.
And when I talk about Raton, though, I think the Fisher's Peak acquisition, because the land borders also this side, is going to be a beautiful more marriage for our communities.
Oh, and we also need to mention Dana Crawford, too.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. She's working on the Fox Theater right now.
Oh,
and
that's exciting me personally.
Yeah, without a doubt. Theater. I mean, in the future, I would love to see a school there for the arts.
We, at this particular point, Santa Fe Trail School for the Performing Arts, and they have had a long history. Schuller Theater, of course.
We had a
program in there last night, the Santa Fe Opera Apprentices. We're seeing a lot of people from Trinidad come over. Of course, Jackie Gibson came over and played, and she brought a good entourage there from
Trinidad. And I've been here numerous times for it. That is incredible what you guys do with the Schuller. It's amazing.
Well, and the Fox was actually the same architect.
Oh, really?
Did the Fox, as did the Schuller. And the Fox is maybe on a bigger scale, a grander scale. I have been told that the Fox, when it was completed, was the biggest brick structure west of the Mississippi River.
I believe it at that point. That's a lot of brick.
Yeah, it is huge, and a lot of potential there, too, as a matter of fact. When any idea in that time frame when that might take place? And, of course, I'm being selfish here.
I know the city, along with Dana Crawford, are working on the plan for that right now.
Okay, all right. Probably the Fisher's Peak is coming to the forefront now, too. Too, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah, the Fisher's Peak is.
Another fantastic project, something that allows both communities access to this peak that's been their backyard for so many years.
All right, we're talking with Carl Gabrielson. He's the general manager from the Downtown Trinidad Development Group, and Cy Michaels, also partner and general manager of the new Hilton Garden Inn and the La Quinta. How's the La Quinta doing?
We're doing wonderful.
I drive by and see it always full.
Yeah, we're doing really great. We just got another national award for the best of the La Quintas, and so we're pretty excited about that. We just went through a little renovation project too, and that was pretty hard to do in the midst of not closing any doors, and it's looking great, so I welcome everybody to come out and see what we've done.
And you've got a nice little common area in there and a convention area too?
Area? We actually moved a few things around where we opened up our back patio a little bit more and building a porte-cochere sort of over it. The old convention area has turned into a lovely, huge, big breakfast room.
Oh, okay.
And then we took down or cut a hole in a couple areas of a wall so that we could make a larger lobby. Because larger lobbies are in. And you just can't squeeze them. You got to cut holes in walls.
you got to have space.
Yeah,
and it's a beautiful view there.
Oh, it is.
Looking back towards the west over there.
Yeah. I really foresee in a few years, like they do in places like Breckenridge and Aspen, the buses come to the hotels to take them out to the ski areas or biking areas. I really foresee Trinidad in 3 to 5 years of having buses that go around to the hotels to take them out to Fisher's Peak for different outdoor recreation. And, you know, the turtle buses, they drop them off in the morning and pick them up at night. And so that's another reason we're going to be, you know, primed and situated to be able to handle the extra people, because it's national attention that we achieve the acquisition of Fisher's Peak.
We are a destination. Carl, I know you don't like to toot your own horn, but give us a little of your background, how you got to this particular point in life.
Well, I was originally, I moved to Trinidad to be their city planner and then their community development director 20 years ago, this month, actually. I moved here from Steamboat Springs. I'm originally from the East Coast, Rhode Island, and I have been involved in development and construction, either public or private sector, virtually my whole life.
Okay, all right, and can appreciate what we have around here, having lived on the East Coast and back in the population gluts, I guess is the nicest way to put it. We have an amazing area around here.
We certainly do.
Si, little of your background.
My background here in Trinidad, I'm originally from Chicago, came here, started out helping out with then managing Chef Lou's and moved into the Holiday Inn and started operating in there and was on the team that built the Country Kitchen and opened the Country Kitchen and then pretty soon started managing the hotel and then ended up being general manager of the hotel and food and beverage director. Back then we had 110 employees, so we were really situated in the largest caterer in South Colorado. And then we moved on to the Best Western and the renovation of the Best Western and put my name in the hat with La Quinta to attain the franchise and got the franchise and operated the La Quinta and the Best Western side by side for about 3 years. And then Charlie Albert, who owned the Best Western, sold that off and now I'm in there with this wonderful group, excited for the community, excited for everybody to be building a Hilton Garden Inn.
Takes a lot of energy, and you got it. No grass grows under Si's feet, that's for sure.
I don't think any of our...
Working hard to develop and to improve our communities.
Yeah, you know, just bringing up the bar, making the kids and everybody that sees us work and trying to be the best that they can be, you know, inside the... inside the new Trinidad Champions building, there's going to be a champions room that's going to have champions all the way from the late 1800s all the way to current status and just be built on it. And let the local kids not only know their history, but also celebrate some of the local champions that have come up. So I'm really excited about the infliction of how it's going to affect our community by all of us just, you know, trying to have people stand up to the plate and just do better, be a place that we want to have community, where we want to raise our children.
We do have some amazing people around here. We really do. A lot of champions.
Yeah.
Sister Blandina, you mentioned, and John Gallardi, and of course, Mr. Chenoweth, too, mm-hmm. of course. And then the present day champions, too. And on and on and on. And anything else we need to go over at this particular point?
Just about how creative this group has been, you know, led by Jay Chimino. You know, we say we're a creative area, and I really think that Trinidad has, we're now christened from the state that we're a creative district, but I think Trinidad's always been a creative area. It was the place people came on Fridays and Saturdays to have a good time. It was where they bought their bloomers or their horse-drawn carriages that needed things fixed on it. It was the place where they celebrated life and had parties and had lots of wild games in the downtown area. And I think some of the stuff that we have done here in Trinidad, or what I've watched people do, and especially Jay, is he's had such a creative mind to ordinarily think of how this can all work, how he can bring partnerships in, how we can all make it to be a better place to be with just creative thought.
A long history of serving and hospitality. Mm-hmm. And then, as you say, Jay, he really He watches it closely, but he lets you be yourself. He lets you create and not feel restricted by anything, really. Think out of the box. Okay. All right. Thanks for coming to our box.
Thank you, Melanie. Right. We appreciate it.
Carl Gabrielson, GM from the Downtown Trinidad Development Group. Cy Michaels, thank you so much. Be safe on the way back over. We'll be over tomorrow. 4 o'clock is groundbreaking there at the La Puerta for the Hilton Garden Inn.
On Friday. That's okay.
On Friday. I'm excited.
Although I'd like to see you.
Right. On Friday. And then at 4:30, we'll move to the up commercial to the Trinidad National Bank. And what did you say, Carl? What is its name now?
It's now the Trinidad Champions Building.
Trinidad Champions Building.
Honoring our community's heritage.
Great. Okay. We'll be there. Thank you so much. Everyone invited, of course, obviously.
Yes, everybody. Come out, please. It's going to be exciting.
All right.
It's a good celebration.
Come back anytime here, too. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Thanks for everything you do.